This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
All right, here we are, 2015, and it's time for the Decibel Geek Podcast. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by Chris Sinzak. Happy New Year, my friend.
Same to you.
Heck yeah, man. Whew, I'm tired out.
Yeah.
It's like, we just thought we're going to end the year. We're going to end 2014 with a bang, you know, and we really, truly did.
But, yeah.
You know, it's hard to come into 2015 with a bang when we just had a bang and we're trying to bang again. There's too much banging going on. We need to take it easy.
I don't like two guys sitting together talking about banging.
There's a lot of banging going on.
You're scaring me. All right, I'm turning over a new leaf in 2015, but not that much.
not that leaf.
Yeah, no kidding. We had a good response to the Best of 2014 show, the three-hour epic episode.
Epic is for sure, man. We've got a lot of great response from that.
It was a lot of fun to put together, and
we got a lot
what
of
we
new
remember
friends
of it
out
was
of
fun.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice night to hang out and play music and just hang out. But, yeah, we had a great response to that. I guess I'll go ahead and get to Geeks of the Week before we get into this week's theme. Geeks of the Week this week, Geno Ames, Mike Blunt, Matt Ashcraft, Scott Olinger, Brad Kalmanson, David Alpizar, Billy Hardaway, Derek Novak, Robert DePasqua, Wally Norton, Justin A. Six, Jeff Hoagland, Shane Abear, Paul Stamm, Matt Severson of the Paperback Rocker Podcast, Joe Lescon, Joe Royland, Warren Money, Jason Thomas Broderick, Corey Nallen, Chance Foster, Rich Dillon, James Brendan Dunn, The Riff of the Day, Brian Knapp, Sit and Spin with Joe, JTB's Groovy Record Room, Chad Pollock, Anthony Poole, Rock Special Light, Anna Maria Matias Vilva. This is why I do the names.
That's what I was just thinking.
Aneta Samborska, Heavy Rock, Devin Fox, Brent Tibbetts, Baco, Wally Norton, Loudmouth Column, Faces Rocks Magazine, Raw Magazine, Hot Metal Magazine, Adam Cox, John Sturm, Music Mags and Wax, Vega, the band, shared
awesome.
It. Steve Conti shared it.
Yeah, he did.
James, okay, Bukowick.
Okay.
Playball 66, The Method, Rival Sons Fans UK.
Awesome.
Barasite, Glimmer Girl, Chris Voglio, and my favorite name on Twitter, the Mooger Fooger.
It takes a name like Sinzak to be able to pronounce yeah. a weird last name like everybody's.
You have a very big vocabulary at a very young age. that's why. So,
yeah. That guy's got a last name like a gymnasium.
I do.
It's a big one.
Yep. That's a lot of Geeks of the Week this week. So thank you everyone who shared on Facebook and retweeted on Twitter. You guys are super appreciated. We really appreciate it.
Heck yeah, we do. We love it so much. You know, we've grown by leaps and bounds since we first started the show, and here we find ourselves in 2015.
Yep.
Man, time flies when you're having fun.
We turned 4 years old this year.
Wow, man.
That's hard
Can
to believe.
Believe. It is
no,
hard
I
to
cannot believe.
Believe
it at all. It feels
doesn't
like
seem
we just
like,
started the show.
Really, it does.
Yeah.
Every day is a new adventure around here.
Yeah, here's a good trivia question. Let me see if anyone can answer this, because I was going back and listening to old stuff the other day.
Yeah?
A trivia question for listeners. There's no prize or anything other than bragging rights. Can you name Aaron Camaro's first word ever uttered on the Decibel Geek Podcast?
Was it heck yeah?
No, it was not heck yeah. It should have been. But no.
Was it you know?
No.
Gosh darn it.
You'd never guess. But yeah, if you can answer that question, I'll mention it next week.
I can't even answer
I can
that
answer
question.
It because I listened to your first appearance the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, and I, boy.
Digging through the archives. Yeah. Now, there's plenty of cool stuff in the archives. I mean, we did so much cool stuff and hung out with so many cool people in 2014 and even the years before that. So if you're new to the Decibel Geek Podcast, if maybe you just, you know, you're a Smashing Pumpkins fan from Idaho and you just happened to catch the episode last week where we did the 2014 albums, you know, best albums of the year. You know, go back into the archives. There's all kinds of cool stuff for you to find.
Yeah. I go to iTunes and you get every episode we've ever done. So
best thing you can do is subscribe. And then no matter what, you're automatically getting the episode because we got some sneaky stuff coming up. We're creeping up on you.
We actually sat for the last couple of hours and planned out a lot of what we're going to be doing this year. And we have a lot planned this year, more than normal.
Yeah, we're actually planning.
I know.
It was like the Decibel Geek stockholders meeting around here. And me.
Yep, pretty much. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting year, and we'll tell you a little bit about that as we go through today. But it's the new year, you know, and maybe this is a lazy topic, but hey, it's going to be a fun way to spend some songs.
That was kind of the idea, you know. We just came out of doing the whole big epic 3-hour Decibel Geek year in review. You know, that was awesome, and then we did 1989 right before that, and you know,
we've worked hard.
That's a lot of freaking freaking homework, man. You know, you guys sit at home, you listen to it for an hour or three, you think, wow, this is cool. That was a lot of fun. You know, with us, we're agonizing over our picks. We're trying to make sure we got our information right, because when we do a year in review, we got to, you know, you can't just go on Wikipedia and say, okay, that's the be all end all. I mean, you got to double check and triple check and, you know, make sure what you're putting out there is right, because we care. You know, we care enough about, you know, at least trying to get our shit straight.
Work hard for those bacon prices.
Yeah. You know, before we turn on the microphones, you know, we put in a lot of work, you know, in the last, pretty much the last month.
It's been rough.
Wore our asses out.
We're proud of the episodes we did.
Yeah, we are. We're real proud of the responses that we got. You know, that's the best part.
But, you know, we figured, you know, it's a happy new year. Let's do songs that begin with happy newer year. It's an easy one.
Yeah, it's songs with happy new or year in the title. And, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, just being lazy. Here's an idea. Throw out there. Chris says, oh, man, sure, whatever. Let's do that. That sounds simple enough. We'll just take it easy the first week, rolling smoothly into the year. And then we realize there's not really a lot of rock songs with happy new or here in the title.
Well, you just have to dig.
Right.
And we did.
So we decided.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.